Anna, to start out with, I know the group goes by the name SPACE, and that is an acronym. Tell me what it stands for.
Yeah, it doesn't stand for SPACE, you know. It stands for Spreading Peace and Countering Extremism.
Okay, yeah. Spreading Peace and Countering Extremism. And we've seen a lot of extremist reactions to some of the rhetoric that went through the presidential campaign, and of course this is only really, it seems, heightens since the presidential election. Tell me your thoughts about this and the damage that this kind of environment causes in society.
Yeah, so it's something that normally people, they don't care about, but it's important, the language that we use every day. So with the presidential elections, we have been seeing polarization everywhere, but not only in the U.S. Also, I'm original from Spain, and I think I see polarization every day, everywhere. We always have West and East, Christians and Muslims, Trump and Hillary, if we want to call names. But yeah, so this was the idea for the project, because we wanted to do something about it. Like, we wanted to teach future generations how to use language to countering this extremism. Because sometimes we don't know what we have tools, but we do have.
Yeah, and your ultimate goal, you say, is peaceful dialogue.
Yes.
Tell me how you want to go about this. And I realize that the group is new, so there may be this may not be fully formed yet, but what are some ways that you think you can create peaceful dialogue?
So we are working on a social media platform. So we're trying to generate positive messages on this platform. So it's going to be divided in different levels, so people can go into this platform, and the more positive and peaceful messages you have, you can go to the second level. So you are like proceeding to different levels until you get to the top. And this is like kind of a game, but we reward people with the positive messages so they can keep talking. For example, the first level is going to be, like, for example, to talk about TV shows or celebrities. And then the more you go farther, you will get to talk about political issues.
Okay. And we should let folks know, on the images page in the radio section at krwg.org, we will have a link to the Facebook page for the SPACE group. Tell me about this group. I know it's about a dozen students at New Mexico State University. Tell me about the makeup of the group and how you came together.
Okay, so I came this semester and I started taking one communication class. And my professor, which is Dr. Hacker, he and another student, they told me about it for the first time, about SPACE, because they started, I think, last semester or maybe two semesters ago. So this group was already set up, but they started doing a different thing. Last semester it was about immigration, and this semester we are doing peaceful dialogues. So but every semester, I guess, people change because they graduate or they don't have time to get involved in this, because we are volunteers. We get nothing from this. We just want to, like, change the world, I guess.
That's a great goal, to change the world.
So it's like a group of really different people with different majors and different ages. And we are also international. Like, we have one student from Ghana, Africa. I'm from Spain. Then we had another one from India. So, yeah.
Wow. Great. A very diverse group. Tell me a little bit about yourself. You say you're from Spain. Why you came to the United States and your decision to study at New Mexico State.
Yeah. Okay, so since I was a child, one of my dreams was coming to the U.S. I guess it was because I saw everything in the movies, you know, like, go to America, it's the American dream, you can get everything. And yeah, so I worked for that and I got a scholarship from my university. So I came here for the first time as an exchange student. And then I decided to stay and get my master's. But why New Mexico? Honestly, I don't know. I think it was because it was different. Because they told me, okay, you can go to New York, you can go to somewhere in California. But I was like, okay, I think New Mexico is really different. And it has like, I don't know, I think it's special. I don't regret it.
Well, we're glad you're here. And I want to conclude by asking you, especially since the group you're involved with, SPACE, is such a diverse group, and there are many international students who are involved, including yourself,
mm-hmm.
How this has been, this living through this time where people are saying, you know, this is not the America they know, that this kind of rhetoric that we've seen in the presidential election, the kind of rhetoric we've seen from the president, both as a candidate and now as the person who holds the office of president.
Mm-hmm.
What it's been like for you?
Well, honestly, like, okay, I don't feel it myself. Like, I don't feel, for example, rejection because I'm an immigrant. But I see it every day with other people. Maybe mm-hmm. because, I don't know. But the thing is, like, I was researching on this, and I realized that there was one time in Spain where Muslims, Christians, and Jews, they were living together in peace for 800 years. So this was my main motivation to do something, because if at that time in the past they could live together and they were different, but they were focusing on what they share, why can't I do this right now? That was my main question. So, yeah, right now, that's what I want to work for.
Okay. Yeah. Ana Rodriguez, she is from the group SPACE at New Mexico State University. Ana, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.